in everyone. And we learn to live, we learn to give each other what we need to survive. Together alive, ebony and
Sammy.
Dave Dunbar
has not yet arrived for work. And he's not called either. So, you know, what do we do in these situations? We either use his samples and talk to him, or we call him on the phone, see what his deal is. Is that okay with you, Dave?
All right, bro.
Cool. So listen, was it a good train ride? Was there a lot of people? I mean, did you have room to sit?
Little tight.
Oh, I see. Did you see any women on the train?
Ooh.
Okay. Well, you ready to get started with the show?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. Why don't we call Dave right now? Your twin brother there. Is that okay, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give Dave a call and see what he says. Right on. Goodness gracious. I mean, that's just lame not showing up for work, huh? No. See what his deal is.
Yo.
Yo, man, where you at?
Long story. I'm there in 5 minutes. I know I'm on the radio.
Yeah, you bet you are.
Yeah, I know. Long story, bro. But it's yeah. I'll see you in a bit.
Okay, what's your 20?
I'll be there soon. Don't worry about all that.
Okay, I can't wait to hear what your good excuse is when you get into the studio, bro.
I'll see you soon, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll see you soon. Yeah.
Dave, did you guys see the television show on Monday, the Mad Dog and Dave TV program?
I caught a few minutes of it. Sam,
did you happen to see at one point there came a subtitle under you and it said Dave Dunbar, and then it said what instrument you play?
No, I didn't.
You didn't
see that? Uh-huh.
Because when me and JD did that part in the show, what we did is we actually looked up on the internet what the proper word for a person who plays trumpet is. Do you know what that is?
A trumpet player.
That is incorrect. It actually, you know, like a violinist or a cellist?
Trumpeter, and it's not trumpeteer.
No, it's trumpeter.
It's a trumpet player.
Yeah, but trumpeter is the actual word. And I just, when I thought about you...
Trumpet player.
Yeah, but that's what you are. But an actual impresario is a trumpeter.
Okay.
Yeah, see, okay. I looked it up, man.
Okay, so you are a radio, what, poster?
Radio tour.
A hoster?
No, I'm a host.
A hoster.
Yeah, radio personality is good.
Okay.
But you're a trumpeter.
Okay.
I like to say it. Dave Dunbar, trumpeter.
Trumpet player.
And a damn good one, too.
See, yeah, sometimes.
But I think it'd be best if you record it, Dave. You got to get right up in here and really pronounce your words. Say, yes, we can. Do it two times for us.
Say when.
Go ahead.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Okay, so I just recorded Dave saying that.
Nah, he will say.
You hear that?
Say it again.
Oops. Do it one more time, Dave.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Brace yourself.
Brace yourself. Nah, he will say.
Okay. You have to be a little bit creative, but can you hear it?
No.
You can.
Come on, man.
No.
So,
I just think that's pretty weird, man. And people like my real Christian mama back home in Georgia.
Uh-oh.
And she hears this, man.
Nah, he will say.
Stuff starts floating around the room, man. She get all freaked out. Anyway, man, I'm
That don't sound like Satan.
It doesn't. Let me try it with my white voice here.
Hang on
one second here. Here we go. Yes, we can. My voice is kind of red. Mm-hmm. Yes, we can. Okay, let's see what we got here. See if it works on white.
Nah, you say.
Whoa. You know what?
No.
I just figured something out there.
That's bullshit?
No. No, I'm hearing it. You guys aren't hearing it.
No.
You're not hearing it.
No.
Okay, what if I learn this and say and record it and then reverse it? Then it should say, yes, we can, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
repeat that. Yeah, yeah, say it back.
Let's try that, all right? Dave, you should do it. I think it works better with your voice.
What does it sound like? But okay, so what are the words it's supposed to say?
It's supposed to, if you take, yes, we can,
mm-hmm, backwards.
Turn around backwards. It's supposedly, if you got a creative ear, uh-huh, it says, thank you, Satan.
Okay.
Slayer's favorite songwriting subject.
I'm going to say,
thank you, Satan. And we're going to
record
that and see if it says, yes, we can, backwards.
Okay.
Just to verify it. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
Thank you, Satan.
Okay, we'll try that.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. It's close. It's damn close.
Man, that's just somebody wanting to use that application.
Yes,
on that iPhone.
Yes.
Yes, we can. You can hear it better that way, I think.
Yeah.
One more time for the white folk. Yes, we can. Okay, let's try this.
No, man.
I'm loving it. You're listening to the Mad Dog and Satan radio program.
Oh, no.
666.fm.
Oh, my God.
Listen up. We got some tickets to give away today. There is a sex and erotique messe in Kobe Hallen. Starts today at 2 o'clock, and I've got a few pair of tickets. If anybody's interested in going, send a mail to maddoganddave@yahoo.com. And the first person to get a mail in from right now will receive. We'll get to go to the porn show. Now, apparently, the porn show will feature the world famous Sibian. You guys familiar with the Sibian?
Who's that?
It's a machine that was invented by a guy named Dave Lambert. This guy's a freak because what he did, he invented like a saddle that you kind of, a woman sits on and straddles, and it's an electric thing that has a speed.
A speed dial.
Yeah.
And, it's adjustable.
It's known as, it's a world famous orgasm machine.
Uh-huh.
And apparently a live model will every evening ride this
machine.
Yeah. So that sounds like a no-miss situation for me.
Mad Dog and Dave got tickets?
Yeah, we got tickets, Dave. We got actually VIP passes to talk to them all and stuff. Mm-mm. So if we're lucky, we get an interview with the guy who invented this thing, because I'm thinking that would be...
Or the woman who...
Who's riding it. Mm-hmm. All we have to do is turn on the recorder there. You know, that'll speak for itself.
T-A-R-D?
Tard.
You tarred?
It's hard.
You tarred?
You won't hear how tired I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, listen. This is from last night. This is live audio from last night.
Is that you?
That's me snoring. I got my hand down my pants and everything. I knew you were going to crack up. I told you I was tired, man. So the wife's been sleeping next to that for, what, 6 years now?
Damn.
That's loud.
That's love.
That's so loud.